Test 62, Section 2, Question 17. And here we're looking for what would make the argument perfect. So we want to make the argument perfect here. And it says one should never sacrifice one's health in order to acquire money. So that looks like a conclusion. Don't sacrifice your health for money, for without health, happiness is not obtainable. Okay, so the evidence is if you don't have health, you can't be happy. And then the conclusion is, so you should never sacrifice your health for money. So what we need is something that's going to say that you should never sacrifice something that is going to cost you your happiness. Okay, so A, money should be acquired only if its acquisition will not make happiness unobtainable. Maybe. I was sort of like, I don't know, but it seems okay because it does talk about whether or not happiness is unobtainable. So we'll hold on to it. In order to be happy, one must have either money or health. Well, that isn't really going to make this argument perfect because it doesn't say whether or not you should ever sacrifice your health for money. Health should be valued only as a precondition for happiness. That doesn't say whether or not you should sacrifice your health. Being wealthy is under certain conditions conducive to unhappiness. Well, that's not really going to make the argument perfect, although the statements do support that to some degree. Happiness is more conducive to, health is more conducive to happiness than wealth is. Well, that would help. It wouldn't say never sacrifice your health. So if we look at go back to A, money should be acquired only if acquisition will not make happiness unobtainable. Well, that would say never get money at the expense of health, because that would make happiness unobtainable. So A does make the argument perfect and would be our correct answer.